Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computation and Language category of June 30, 2023. Do you know that emus and kangaroos cannot walk backwards and are on the Australian coat of arms for that reason? Today we have selected 6 papers out of 22 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wei Lu, PhD student of computer science, UNC Chapel Hill.
Paper title:
Math, can your language model pass Chinese elementary school math test?
Authored by
Tianwen Wei, Zhen Luan, Wei Lu, Shuang Dong, and Bin Wang.
Paper abstract:
We present the Chinese elementary school math word problems, CMATH, dataset, comprising 1.7K elementary school level math word problems with detailed annotations, sourced from actual Chinese workbooks and exams. This dataset aims to provide a benchmark tool for assessing the following question: To what grade level of elementary school math do the abilities of popular large language models, LLMs, correspond? We evaluate a variety of popular LLMs, including both commercial and open source options, and discover that only GPT-4 achieves success, accuracy %60% across all 6 elementary school grades, while other models falter at different grade levels. Furthermore, we assess the robustness of several top-performing LLMs by augmenting the original problems in the CMATH dataset with distracting information. Our findings reveal that GPT-4 is able to maintain robustness, while other models fail. We anticipate that our study will expose limitations in LLM's arithmetic and reasoning capabilities, and promote their ongoing development and advancement.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Carl Aberer, Professor of Computer and Communication Sciences, EPFL.
Paper title:
Stop Pre-training, Adapt Visual Language Models to Unseen Languages.
Authored by
Yasmin Karwi, Remy Libre, Nagar Foratan, and Carl Aberer.
Paper abstract:
Vision Language Pre-training, VLP, has advanced the performance of many vision language tasks, such as image text retrieval, visual entailment, and visual reasoning. The pre-training mostly utilizes lexical databases and image queries in English. Previous work has demonstrated that the pre-training in English does not transfer well to other languages in a zero-shot setting. However, multilingual pre-trained language models, MPLM, have excelled at a variety of single-modal language tasks. In this paper, we propose a simple yet efficient approach to adapt VLP to unseen languages using MPLM. We utilize a cross-lingual contextualized token embeddings alignment approach to train text encoders for non-English languages. Our approach does not require image input and primarily uses machine translation, eliminating the need for target language data. Our evaluation across 3 distinct tasks, image text retrieval, visual entailment, and natural language visual reasoning, demonstrates that this approach outperforms the state-of-the-art multilingual vision language models without requiring large parallel corpora. Our code is available at github.com/yasminkarawi/cli.co.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Irina Gurevich, Professor of Computer Science, Technische Universität Darmstadt.
Paper title:
Surveying, Disparities and Concerns of Compute-Hungry NLP Research.
Authored by
Ji-Young Lee, Haritz Puerto, Betty Van Aken, Yuki Aris, Jessica Zosa Ford, Leon Durchinsky, Andreas Ruckel, Irina Gurevich, Roy Schwartz, Emma Strubel, and Jesse Dodge.
Paper abstract:
Many recent improvements in NLP stem from the development and use of large pre-trained language models, PLMs, with billions of parameters. Large model sizes makes computational cost one of the main limiting factors for training and evaluating such models, and has raised severe concerns about the sustainability, reproducibility, and inclusiveness for researching PLMs. These concerns are often based on personal experiences and observations. However, there had not been any large-scale surveys that investigate them. In this work, we provide a first attempt to quantify these concerns regarding three topics, namely, environmental impact, equity, and impact on peer reviewing. By conducting a survey with 312 participants from the NLP community, we capture existing disparities between different and within groups with respect to seniority, academia, and industry, and their impact on the peer reviewing process. For each topic, we provide an analysis and devise recommendations to mitigate found disparities, some of which already successfully implemented. Finally, we discuss additional concerns raised by many participants in free text responses.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Francesca Toni, Imperial College London.
Paper title:
A Negation Detection Assessment of GPTs, Analysis with the XNOT360 Dataset.
Authored by
Ha Tan Nguyen, Randy Gubel, Francesca Toni, Kostas Stathis, and Ken Sato.
Paper abstract:
Negation is a fundamental aspect of natural language, playing a critical role in communication and comprehension. Our study assesses the negation detection performance of generative pre-trained transformer, GPT, models, specifically GPT-2, GPT-3, GPT-3.5, and GPT-4. We focus on the identification of negation in natural language using a zero-shot prediction approach applied to our custom XNOT360 dataset. Our approach examines sentence pairs labeled to indicate whether the second sentence negates the first. Our findings expose a considerable performance disparity among the GPT models, with GPT-4 surpassing its counterparts and GPT-3.5 displaying a marked performance reduction. The overall proficiency of the GPT models in negation detection remains relatively modest, indicating that this task pushes the boundaries of their natural language understanding capabilities. We not only highlight the constraints of GPT models in handling negation but also emphasize the importance of logical reliability in high-stakes domains such as healthcare, science, and law.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yike Guo, Professor of Computing Science, Imperial College London.
Paper title:
Lyric Wiz, Robust Multilingual Zero-Shot Lyrics Transcription by Whispering to ChatGPT.
Authored by
Li Zhou, Ruibin Yuan, Jiahao Pan, Yinghao Ma, Yijia Li, Ji Zhang, Si Lu, Roger Dannenberg, Jia Fu, Chenghua Lin, Emanuli Benitos, Wenhu Chen, Wei Shui, and Yike Guo.
Paper abstract:
We introduce Lyric Wiz, a robust, multilingual, and zero-shot automatic lyrics transcription method achieving state-of-the-art performance on various lyrics transcription datasets, even in challenging genres such as rock and metal. Our novel, training-free approach utilizes Whisper, a weekly supervised robust speech recognition model, and GPT-4, today's most performant chat-based large language model. In the proposed method, Whisper functions as the ear by transcribing the audio, while GPT-4 serves as the brain, acting as an annotator with a strong performance for contextualized output selection and correction. Our experiments show that Lyric Wiz significantly reduces word error rate compared to existing methods in English and can effectively transcribe lyrics across multiple languages. Furthermore, we use Lyric Wiz to create the first publicly available, large-scale, multilingual lyrics transcription dataset with a CC by NCSA copyright license, based on MTG Gemendo, and offer a human-annotated subset for noise level estimation and evaluation. We anticipate that our proposed method and dataset will advance the development of multilingual lyrics transcription, a challenging and emerging task.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Benjamin Van Dorme, Assistant Professor of Computer Science, Johns Hopkins University.
Paper title:
Evaluating Paraphrastic Robustness in Textual Entailment Models.
Authored by
Drew Verma, Yash Kumar Lal, Shreyashi Sina, Benjamin Van Dorme, and Adam Poliak.
Paper abstract:
We present PA-RTE, a collection of 1,126 pairs of recognizing textual entailment, RTE, examples to evaluate whether models are robust to paraphrasing. We posit that if RTE models understand language, their predictions should be consistent across inputs that share the same meaning. We use the evaluation set to determine if RTE models' predictions change when examples are paraphrased. In our experiments, contemporary models change their predictions on 8-16% of paraphrased examples, indicating that there is still room for improvement.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think?